Saturday. T-minus 55. ICA headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina. This is Jenna Clark for ACN, said one of the countless reporters on the streets outside of the soon-to-open ICA HQ in Buenos Aires. And as you can see, media agencies from around the world are out here bright and early for a close-up glimpse of an extraterrestrial being. We understand that Leisha, the messenger who has been alone within Earth's atmosphere since before the repair work on New Kerguelen's Great Shelter began, will touch down outside of the United States for the first time ever in around 4 hours' time. Jenna turned around and pointed behind the throng of assembled media personnel. You can probably also see that outside of this extensive press area, the streets are eerily quiet. Heightened security measures have effectively created an exclusion zone in the vicinity of this building, where the defunct Global Contact Commission was once based, and we're told that these exceptional measures were put in place at the personal request of William Godfrey, former chairman of the GCC, and of course, future chairman of the ICA. Even during the tensest of the GCC's days, Chairman Godfrey never felt the need for this level of on-street security. Only credentialed employees of whitelisted media agencies are being permitted within a half mile of the building, and that certainly hasn't gone down well with smaller agencies and online influencers. Local law enforcement confirmed to me just a few minutes ago that there have been no specific or credible threats. Jenna continued while moving aside to let a French reporter pass by. We know that Clark McCarthy will also be here today, apparently to ensure that Leisha feels safe in the presence of a human he considers as something like a friend. Rather than out of any genuine security concerns, others are suggesting that ICA strategists pushed for these restrictions primarily to avoid any embarrassing incidents like the egg throwing and the green staining attempt, which almost hit Clark's brother and girlfriend at the UN on Wednesday. The fact that neither Dan McCarthy nor Tara Ford are going to be here despite their prominent roles at the ICA adds weight to that theory, while their unfortunate but understandable absence also underlines why this four-stop outreach tour is happening in the first place. Opinion polls have endlessly shown that a sizable majority of citizens in the United States and other nations are behind deeper engagement with the messengers and expedited research into the remarkable technologies they seem willing to share with us. Dan McCarthy has stated his confidence on several occasions that environmentally or socially motivated opposition to investment in alien-related research will vanish as soon as the benefits become apparent. But no one can be so confident that the minority of the population who fear what might come of closer interplanetary relations will be so easily swayed. After all, as an emotional response, fear lacks the rationality of other socio-political objections and therefore can't be reasoned away. And while we might not see Leisha kissing any babies on the streets of Buenos Aires this afternoon, I think this appearance can be considered the start of a four-part charm offensive designed to show that although Leisha might not be human, he and his kind are less different from us than they're sometimes painted. When William Godfrey organizes and publicizes something like this, history tells us to expect the unexpected. Whatever that turns out to be, I'm sure that the billions of viewers who will be tuning in around the world and the hundreds of media personnel lucky enough to be here in person won't want to look away. For ACN in Buenos Aires, I'm Jenna Clark.